Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 18th of May 2022. The Bible reading today is John chapter 6, verses 25 to 35. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Today's article titled "Crave Him" was written by Marvin Williams. Why is it that when we say, "This is the last crisp I'm going to eat," 5 minutes later we're looking for more? Michael Moss answers that question in his book, Salt, Sugar, Fat. He describes how snack producers know how to help people crave junk food. In fact, one popular company spent over £20 million a year and hired crave consultants to determine the bliss point for consumers so it could exploit our food cravings. Unlike that company, Jesus helps us to long for real food, spiritual food that brings satisfaction to our souls. He said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." By making this claim, he communicated two important things. Firstly, the bread of which he spoke is a person, not a commodity. Secondly, when people put their trust in Jesus for forgiveness of sin, they enter into a right relationship with him and find fulfillment for every craving of their soul. This bread is everlasting, spiritual food that leads to satisfaction and life. When we place our trust in Jesus, the true bread from heaven, we'll crave him, and he'll strengthen and transform our lives. Let's pray. Jesus, bread of life, may I crave you and find all that I need in your perfect provision. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.